This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Today we are continuing our sermon series, What Role Should the Government Play in Natural Disaster Relief? And we have been talking about the reason that God brings judgment. Because one of the things that we have shown from the Bible is that God does judge sin, not only on individuals, but also on nations. And one of the ways that he judges sins is by allowing creation to rise up against a people. And when we see natural disasters, when we see hurricanes, when we see tornadoes, when we see wildfires, when we see floods, when we see drought, it should be a sign to us that we have departed from his precepts. Whenever creation is rising up to cast a people out from the land, or as God says in Leviticus 18 and 20, the land is vomiting forth the inhabitants of the land, and if you commit these same sins, the land will vomit you forth as well. Whenever a land is vomiting forth its inhabitants, it is important, it is pertinent for that people to amend their ways. And we have looked at various reasons that God judges nations. And one of the things that we have seen, some of the things that we have seen, is that God judges individuals and nations to punish sin. Also, when the land is defiled, as in Leviticus 18 and 20, that the land, when the land is defiled, that the land actually rises up and vomits forth its inhabitants. We also see that when innocent blood is shed, that the land is polluted with that innocent blood. And there are very few ways of cleansing the land from that innocent blood. First, by the legal prosecution and execution of the perpetrator of the crime, of the murder. And really, if there was no known perpetrator, then the elders had to come before God and make a sacrifice and say, they had to actually go to the place where the innocent blood was shed, and they had to make a sacrifice, and they had to be able to pray, God, our hands have not shed this blood, nor did our eyes see it. We didn't know about it. We didn't know that this was happening. And even those who have never personally been involved in abortion, and by the way, there's a large percentage of the population, even of those listening today, who have been involved in abortion. And what needs to happen is you need to repent of your sins, cry out to God, turn from your wicked ways, and allow God to forgive you of your sins. But even those who haven't been personally involved in abortion, none of us can rightfully say, we have not known about this. We know that abortion is happening in our land. We know, in fact, the abortion mills advertise that they are performing abortions. They advertise where they're located. Anyone that has a cell phone can actually do a Google search and find where they're located. You can make a few phone calls and even find out when they're open. We can't pray this prayer. So the only other way is for God to send forth his judgment upon that land, and that judgment results, as it did in the nation of Israel, resulted in some of them going into captivity. It resulted in some of them dying by the sword, some of them dying by famine. And we also see that God judges individuals and nations so that he might reveal his power and his wrath. And we read about this in Romans chapter 9 also. And then we also looked about how God brings forth his judgment on individuals and nations to restrain further evil, as more and more of their resources have to go to actually rebuild what was already there less and less can be spent, less time, energy, and money can be spent on further wickedness. And today we're going to look at really probably the most important of all, which is that God is calling us to repent of our sins as individuals and as nation, as our nation as well. And we read in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 5 through 6, "You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace."
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent his only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended his life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus Christ. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical issues. And of course, you can give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And we are ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your problems. And one thing that we'll be doing on this show today as well is talking about if you're out there, you've got a new computer, you don't know. Because if you get a new computer today, it's most likely going to have Windows 11 on it if it's a Windows-based computer. And Windows 11 is different. It navigates different. So we'll be talking about that and showing you how that works and how you can navigate with that. And, of course, we'll be here ready to answer your questions. Your questions don't have to be on the topic that we're talking about. They can be on any topic as long as it's computer or technical based, we can actually work on that and talk about it. But one of the things that we actually started talking about how to navigate a little bit in Windows 11 and how Windows 11 is a little bit different than Windows 10. We started talking about that last week. If you missed that show, you can go over to Facebook or YouTube and you can watch those videos. And you can get there by going to our website, FasterPC.com, and you can click on the links. We have links to our Facebook and YouTube channels, and you can actually go over there and you can watch those in their entirety. One of the big things with Windows 10, or excuse me, Windows 11 that's different from Windows 10 is the start button and the start page. And what we're talking about that is the Windows logo over here. In Windows 10, you know it's by default, unless you move your taskbar, it's in the lower left-hand corner. It actually looks like a four-pane window, but it's at an angle. In Windows 11, it's just a straight-on shot, and the icon is blue, whereas it was just white in Windows 10. So the placement is different. I can tell you that as you open up more programs, or maybe you've pinned a lot of things to the taskbar down at the bottom, your programs, your start button will actually slide out to the left. So these icons that are on the bottom of the screen, and by the way, you know, I'm trying to verbally describe this for those listening on the radio, but if you want to get a picture of this, you can head over to our live stream either on Facebook or YouTube, or you can watch this after the fact. We'll have it up ready for you to watch at your convenience. You'll be able to watch this in its entirety and skip around to the place that you want to see. And if you're watching it after the fact, you can rewind and rewatch something if you don't see it. But what you have down here is you have various apps. Some of them are pinned and some of them are open. And as you open more apps, and some of you don't open a lot of apps, but some people, I know I've gotten a lot of apps open, and I've even filled this entire bar up at the bottom and run off to extra. And we probably won't get that, won't do something like that during the show just because of the resources that it uses up. And I want to preserve as much resources for streaming as possible. But what we're looking at here is we're going to, again, the start button is a little bit different. If you recall in Windows 11, or excuse me, Windows 10, if you have Windows 10, when you click on it, when you click on the start button, what you see up above, you'll see some shortcuts. You'll see a shutdown button. You'll see a button for settings. You'll see a button for your documents. You'll see a button for your profile, your username. And so this is what you'll actually see when you click on the start button. You also will see a list of all the programs installed on your computer, and you have to click on all programs, but then you see all the programs installed on your computer. You also, over to the right, you see what's called the start page, which has tiles, and the tiles by default use a medium size, but you can resize them to small. And you may recall, if you recall my old desktop, and I can probably get a screenshot of that, not for this show, but maybe later get a screenshot of that and then share that on a future show to just again talk about the differences between the two. But what you see is I actually had shortcuts for all of the programs that I use most often, and they were in categories, and I changed them all to small icons, and I had them all up there so I could quickly get to them. Now, one thing that you can do with Windows 10 and Windows 11 is you can actually search for programs. So that's a really quick way to find programs as well. But when you click on the start button in Windows 11, it's quite a bit different. One of the things you get is you get pinned apps or programs, and by default you're going to have some that are Microsoft And then you're going to have some that are added by Microsoft, probably because a company paid them to put them up there. Like, for instance, you have Disney Plus, Spotify. You have also Adobe Express and TikTok and Prime Video. I didn't, in Solitaire and Casual Games, I didn't install any of these. They came with the Windows operating system. I did a clean install of Windows. Yeah, by default, you go over to the second page. There's Instagram, there's Messenger, which is, I believe, probably Facebook Messenger. And then you'll have a few other things that are Microsoft. And I've added to this, and we'll show you today how you can add to that. Also below this list of start or pin apps, above it, by the way, you have all apps. You can click here and you have all of the apps, an alphabetical list of all apps. And that's something that I didn't see at first. Maybe it was there and I just missed it, or maybe they added it in a subsequent version of Windows. I don't know yet what the case is on that. I'll have to look at some Windows 11 systems that have older versions of Windows 11. I have the latest version, which is 22H2, came out in the second half of 2022. In fact, it came out not too long ago. But you'll also see underneath this, you'll see recommended. And this will be files that you have used recently. And you see a lot of these are audio files. And that's because Friday nights, I'm working on getting audio ready for this show and also for our Sunday shows on WPSL and WCNO. And getting all that ready and another file sermon notes from this past Sunday. And so, and you can click more, and this is going to show you, if you click more, it's going to show you more files that you've been working on recently. You can click back, and that takes you back to this start page. Now, you can change the look of this. If you right-click up here, you can go to Start Settings. That brings up a pop-up that says Start Settings, and you can left-click on Start Settings. And you can choose More Pinned. By default, you have three rows of six, so you have 18 apps pinned. And then you have six recommendations. Those are files that you've used most often. You can also pin more, with fewer recommendations. This gives you an extra six, so it's four rows of six, and then looks like two recommendations. Or you can choose more recommendations. More recommendations would give you fewer pinned apps, so you would have two rows of six, and then you're going to have eight recommendations. So you can change that and play around with that. You see here that it can show recently added apps, and it shows that in the recommended section. And then also down below that, you can show most used apps, and you can also show recently opened items in Start, Jump List, and File Explorer, as well as folders. There's certain folders that you can show as well. And we'll continue this when we come back from... You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are back, ready to continue to answer your computer and technology questions, ready to help you with all of your... Well, if you have Windows 11, we're helping you learn how to navigate it. And what I'll try to do also, what I'm going to be doing with this system is I will actually get a virtual Windows 10 built. And what a virtual PC is, a virtual PC actually, well, it looks and functions just like a PC, but it runs within the PC. So it actually uses a portion of the CPU, which does all the mathematical calculations. It uses a portion of the RAM, and I'll get a virtual Windows 10 PC together, and probably some other operating systems as well. so that as we answer questions and, you know, we can show you some of the different ways of navigating and comparing, you can see that. So we also sometimes use virtuals so that if we have there are certain situations where we need to connect to older software. And sometimes if we're configuring an old phone system, in fact, they actually use an old version of, or they connect with an old version of Internet Explorer. You can't actually use, on some of the older phone systems, they're so insecure that you can't connect to them. You can't log into the interface to change any settings with any of the modern browsers, because the modern browsers are too secure. They won't allow you to connect. You can't even override like you can with, you know, when you're connecting to a router or something. So we use that for that purpose as well. But we'll be showing you that and talking about that. But I wanted to get back to over here to the start menu in Windows 11. The reason we're covering this is, first of all, if you have a Windows 10 computer that is fairly new, for instance, if you have a third generation AMD Ryzen processor or an eighth generation, well, third generation or newer Ryzen, or an eighth generation or newer Intel, i3, i5, i7, i9 even, those processors, in fact, you probably have already seen, if you have Windows 10, probably have already seen a prompt to update to Windows 11. And if you haven't seen that prompt, probably what is happening is your computer may have already updated to Windows 11. So you may want to know how to navigate a little bit in this. And if you're buying a new computer right now, and by the way, if you are in the market, or maybe you already did buy one, but you haven't opened it yet because you bought it, but you're going to open it at Christmas time, you know, maybe it's a gift, but you want to know whether you've got one that's actually better than what you're replacing. That's an important thing. We actually went over that a few weeks in a row here on this show. You can go back and watch some of the archives at either Facebook or YouTube, and you can see that. But we're going to go back to the Start menu. So we're clicking on the Start button, which again looks like a four-pane window. And it's blue in Windows 11. And Windows 10, again, it would be white, and it would be over in the lower left-hand corner. But what we're going to do is we're going to right-click around, you know, I'm just up above. I don't know really whether you can do it. Well, I think if you do it in different, you know, right over an icon, it actually gives you some additional options for that app itself. But if you want to go to a blank setting or blank section and just right-click, and then you go down to start settings. So again, you can choose certain folders. If we click on folders, there's certain folders that we can toggle, and we can actually have File Explorer show up. We could have, in fact, that would be a useful one to have there. You can have documents, downloads, music, pictures, videos, network, personal folders. So there's you know, a bunch of different things that you can have pop up. So we'll just look at this. We'll actually do the File Explorer, and then let's go back and actually see what changes that made. So when we click here, let's see what that actually does. So it actually puts the File Explorer into the list of apps that are pinned. Now, if we wanted this File Explorer, you see it's on the second page. So this is kind of like your phone, where you get icons on your phone and you fill up that screen, and then the next app that you install goes over to the next page and you have to swipe. Well, that's what Microsoft is going for here. And they have a second page, and you see I've pinned several programs, and several of them are, you see that they're actually going all the way down to, I have four screens right now, and I don't have everything pinned, and I don't have everything installed yet. But let's see if we wanted to go to this file explorer. Maybe we want that file explorer to be on that first page. Well, what we can do is just hover over file explorer. And remember, file explorer, we just added it a few seconds ago, really. I can right click on this, and that brings up an option, some options here. I can move it to the front. I can unpin it, which means that it wouldn't show up there. I can manage, I can click properties, I can map a network drive, I can disconnect a network drive, I can unpin from the taskbar. It is pinned to the taskbar, so it's pinned down there. So I really probably don't even need this at start, but let's just show you, just to show you this, we can actually move it to the front. What that does is it puts it right in the front. Now, since it is on the taskbar, I probably don't need it on the start menu here, so I'm just going to right click on this and I'm going to unpin from start. That takes it away from start. Now, one thing that you may be thinking, while I have all this stuff, I like to do this, I like to put things in groups so that I can fit more in less space. Now, when you put things in groups, what happens is you would have to go into the group in order to launch the individual program. Like, for instance, I have Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint here. Now, Microsoft figures, well, these are ones that I want to use. So they put those right here, and certain other Office apps show up later, like OneNote, which I actually use probably more often than some of the others. I can actually right-click on this, left-click on Move to Front. That'll take it right to the front there, and you see I have now all of these, well, I have four Office apps right next to each other. I can then go on through the list here, and what I'm looking for is here's Microsoft Outlook. I can right-click on that and move that to the front. I then want to go on through this list, and as I go through the list, I'm just looking to see if there are any additional Microsoft Office apps. And there probably are some more that are installed, but I'm not using them. But I could, I could pin those if I wanted to. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take OneNote here. And OneNote is kind of it's a program, if you've never used it. I use it quite often. I use it actually to keep track of my notes at on-sites. I use it to keep track of technical configurations. And I use it for to keep track of other things. When I talk to someone, maybe I talk to a bank or I make a payment, or I talk to someone to dispute a transaction and I want to record that information, I'll actually use OneNote to do that. And it's kind of a mixture between Notepad, so it has like a little simple word processing program, and then also in addition to Notepad, but it's not quite as simple as Notepad. It has more features. It's kind of a mixture between Notepad and Word, so it has less features than Word, but more than Notepad, and then it also has a file structure so that you can actually create groups, you can create folders, you can create pages, you can create subpages, and it's a really neat way to keep certain information organized. But that's what OneNote is. But if I want, I'm going to click on this, left click on this, and I'm going to drag it on top of Outlook. What this is going to do, this is going to create a folder. Now, what I'm going to do is go into the folder, and I'm going to type in MS Office, and that will be the MS Office. Now, I'm going to take Word. I'm going to drag Word into this folder here. If I can get it to go, there it goes. It just doesn't really show you that it's going there, but now I actually have dragged now Outlook, OneNote, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint into those folders. So if I want to actually go into those, and by the way, there's also Office here, which I probably don't need pinned to start up. because I have the individual apps, I can right-click on that, and I just want to unpin that from start. That gives me an extra program moving up here. Now, I'm going to click on that group, and now to open up any of these, I would actually have to click on the group and then click on the app. Now, in a way, that's an extra step from, you know, if the app were right on that first page, it's an extra step because I have to open up the group and then I open up the app. But, or click on the group and then I click on the app. But, as you see, I have four pages here. So with four pages, what I'm looking to do is to get a whole bunch of these groups so that I can get everything on one page. And of course, I can get, you know, an extra set of six if I need it, which I may do. But, you know, for right now, this is going to actually be quicker because I'm not going to have to go search for things. Like right now, I'm having to go, well, you know, is that on the fourth page? Is it on the third page? And I kind of remember, and of course, as you move these things around, things go to different pages as well. So one thing, too, I noticed, or I mentioned at the beginning, that there are a whole bunch of apps that are just here that Microsoft added, and they added, some of them are Microsoft apps, and some of them are apps that they were paid to add. Like, for instance, Facebook or Meta probably paid Microsoft a certain amount of money to put Instagram on the list. And Meta also paid to put Messenger on the list. And TikTok paid to put, you know, and what they're probably doing is, you know, I don't know if they pay like 25 cents a computer, or maybe they pay a dollar for everyone that clicks on it, or Spotify. So you want to look at any of these that you don't actually use. You can right-click, or maybe, you know, like I use Instagram, but I just, you know, I use it on my phone. I really have never used it on the computer. Maybe I could use it on the computer, but, you know, right now, I don't need it on the computer. So I can right-click on this. Now, there's a few options here. I can unpin it from start. I can move it to the front, or I can uninstall it. Now, again, I've never used it. I could reinstall it if I want to. I'm just going to uninstall it. And I'm going to do this with Messenger. By the way, if you have Messenger and you're using it, one of the things is that you're giving Facebook, whether you have it on your phone or on your computer, you're giving them permission to listen to your microphone. I have friends that have been talking about something. They've never searched on it. And they go to Facebook and they see ads for what they were talking about. If you want Facebook listening to you and providing ads for you based on what you're saying, well, I'll keep it on there. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm also going to get rid of TikTok. And I'm just going to uninstall these apps. And this is going to clear up some space as well. Getting rid of Xbox. You know, if you like it, if you use these things, Spotify, I'm getting rid of this. Again, if you use it, keep it there. I'm getting rid of Adobe Express. And I'm going to get rid of Disney Plus. So I'm... You know, Prime Video, I have a Prime account. I could use Prime, but, you know, I'm really probably would just go to their website. You know, so you can get rid of certain things, and that frees it up, even solitaire and casual games. By the way, these game apps, they include ads. That's one of the reasons Microsoft wants you to use them and didn't include the Windows 7 game apps, which, by the way, we can install those Windows 7 game apps. They actually work better and look better. They run better, and no ads. So that's great. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website, afasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, Listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you do. We are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems. And I just shared our live streams that are going on Facebook and YouTube over there. Just shared those, sharing the live stream going on Facebook right now. And, you know, if you want to let your friends know about these so that they can take part in this, they can learn as well. Well, you could do that as well. You just head over there and you can actually share and so, you know, pretty cool way of just letting your friends know. I mean, why should you be the only one of your friends that has this information? I mean, don't keep all the good the good information to yourself. You want to actually share it. You know what happens if you keep it all to yourself? Well, then your friends will say, hey, come over and fix my computer. Well, let them learn a little bit as well so that they can help learn how to fix their own computer, how to navigate a little bit better. And of course, you know, you could always say, well, you know, there is a faster PC. You could give them a call and give them, you know, you could give them our number as well. Well, we've been showing you how to navigate in Windows 11, which is different than Windows 10. By the way, if you have Windows 10 and you're not sure how to navigate, by the way, also one thing I wanted to mention, with Windows 10 and Windows 11, if you're used to Windows 7 and you like the way things navigate in Windows 7, we actually do have software that we can put on your computer that makes Windows 10 or Windows 11 navigate very similar to Windows 7. We have customers that we've installed this software on, and if that software is not on their computer, they don't know how to get around. And so we actually help them. But one of the things we do also is we actually help you learn how to navigate with the new operating systems so that you can see how to do this. One of the things that we have been able to do is we've been able actually to show you how to do this. Going back, you know, if you go back to our Facebook videos, and around the summer of 2016 was when we switched from Ustream to Facebook. So with Ustream, you know, you're not really going to have archives of our old shows on Ustream, but you do have all of those old shows on Facebook. We showed and we taught how to navigate in Windows 10 back then. And of course, if anyone has any questions on navigating Windows 10, we can teach you that as well. We can show you that. We can go over that. But right now, a lot of people have either switched recently or are about to switch. If you're getting a new computer, you're going to have Windows 11. By the way, we can install Windows 11 even on a computer that's older, that doesn't have all the hardware requirements that Microsoft wants you to have for Windows 11. We can still do it. You won't have all the security features that you'll have if you have a newer processor. But if you have an AMD Ryzen 3 or newer, or an Intel iSeries Generation 8 or newer, and the Ryzen 3, when I said Ryzen 3, I'm not talking about the Ryzen 3, I'm talking about the third generation Ryzen. So it could be a Ryzen 3, 5, or 7, but you want the first number in your processor model number to be 3 or higher, or on Intel, i7, i9, i5, i3, you want that first number, the model number needs to be 8 or higher to have all the advantages of the security features that Microsoft has there. With both Windows 8, Windows 10, Windows 11, one way that you can find programs that aren't pinned to start, or that you can't find quickly otherwise, you can actually search for them. And there is a program that I haven't yet pinned, and of course, you know, we're showing you how you can pin various things to start. There's a program I haven't yet pinned, and I noticed last week when I used it that I hadn't yet pinned it. And I said, well, I'll leave that just so I can show on this show how to pin something. And I'm sure there's a lot of other things that I haven't pinned that I use as well. But I'm going to click on the search field here, and I'm just going to type. And it actually shows up this program, but if just in case it didn't, I'm going to just say WS and then, underscore FTP. And it actually was showing up better before I did the underscore for whatever reason. But here it is. I can right-click on it. It shows up in the match. I can right-click on that. And then I can go down to, well, it looks like it is pinned to start. Maybe I did go ahead and pin it to start. I could pin it to the taskbar also, or unpin it to start. You know, but that's how you would do it. You would actually search for the program, and you could actually pin it. You can also click the start button, go to all apps, and as you're searching through the list, you can actually search through the list, and if you see something that you would like to have on the on start, you can actually click on it and you'll be able to actually add that to start. So anything, again, that's not there, you know, if you wanted to use Movie Maker, let's right click on that, we can pin it to start and just show you what that does. So if we click on start here, we go down, you see my screen now only has three because I saved all those Microsofts into a group. Now I only have three pages on the start, but here's Movie Maker. So, you know, I probably won't use that too often, so I'll just unpin it from start. But again, I can have it there if I needed it or I wanted it there. Now let's go and just look at the difference. So you see what the start menu looks like now. We have three rows of six. We also have the two columns of three rows of recommended. And so we can actually right-click, go to start settings. Let's just show you the difference. If we click more pins and then close that out, go back to start, now you see that instead of 18 pinned apps, we now have 24 pinned apps, and then we have two recommendations. So not as many recommendations. Of course, we can click on more, and it shows us more files. You can see I worked on a lot of audio last night. And, you know, so there's a few other things there as well. But if we want to right-click here, we go back to Start Settings, and then we can go to More Recommendations. So let's go and look what this looks like. This is going to have fewer pinned apps, and it's going to have more recommendations. So now we have two columns of four rows of recommendations and only two rows of six on the pinned apps. So I'm probably going to either switch this, keep this on the default, or go to more pinned. But you know, I'll look and see how many of these things I can actually get consolidated. And one thing I want to do is consolidate my browsers. So you see, I have Microsoft Edge, I have Firefox, I have Chrome. I'm going to actually accidentally clicked on Firefox. Instead, I want to drag it on top of Edge, and that creates a new folder. So I'm going to change the name. I'm going to change this to Browsers. Now, what's a browser? A lot of people don't know what browsers are. It's a program that you use to browse the web. So Google Chrome is a browser. Microsoft Edge is a browser. Firefox is a browser. If on your phone, you may have Safari. If you have an Apple, you may have heard of Vivaldi. There's the Brave browser. There's some of the antivirus companies have their own browser. I'm going to click on Chrome, and I'm actually holding down the left mouse button when I'm dragging this, and I'm going to drag it right over to browsers. And then I'll look and I'll see, do I have any other browsers? I don't think I've installed Vivaldi here, but I could do that. I could actually go out and install Vivaldi. In fact, let me go do that right now. And what I'll do, I'm going to just open up a new tab. And I think I'm spelling that right, but we'll see. Vivaldi, yeah, so V-I-V-A-L-D-I. Now, what Vivaldi is Vivaldi is a browser that's based on Chromium. Chromium is the core program that Google Chrome is based on. And also the new Microsoft Edge is also based on the Chromium browser as well. So we're going to click on Vivaldi and then click Save. So what actually happened was Microsoft, I think I'll go ahead and put this, I don't know, for now I'll put it in my downloads folder. I've changed my settings so that I can actually change where I want to, so I can choose where I want things to go that I'm downloading. I'm just going to install Vivaldi here. And so we will accept and install. So that's going to install Vivaldi. So Google created Chromium. I believe Google created it. And then they give it away as open source. So it's open source software, and anyone can create browsers based on Chromium. And so Google Chrome does this. You can choose whether you want Classic, Fully Loaded, or Essentials. So I think I'll take Classic will be fine for that. I'm not going to import anything. I'm just going to go ahead and continue. I'm just doing this just to show you. So we can block ads or trackers, but I'll install my own ad blocker. I'm going to use a dark theme. And then dark theme, by the way, takes up less energy because think of it, your monitor, if it's off, is black, right? If your monitor is off, it's black. So if your screen is black, you're not using a lot of energy to display it, which saves power. But it also, in a lot of cases, is easier on the eyes. And one of the things as well is it not only does it save power, but if you use a laptop, saving power means longer runtime on your battery, which is a really, really cool thing, really, really great there. So now I have Vivaldi installed. I can go ahead and close Vivaldi. And what I'll do is go back over to the start button, go back to my last, well, I haven't actually pinned it yet. So I'll search for Vivaldi, I'll right-click on it, I'll pin it to start. Now that it's pinned to start, I'll actually go to that last page, right-click on it, go move to front, that's going to move it to the front, and then I'm going to drag it over to browsers. So now it's in browsers. Now let me show you a trick here. This is, we don't have much time here, but I'm going to show you to see if we can actually install uBlock, Block Origin, and also Malwarebytes Browser Guard.
20 seconds, dude.
So hopefully, Malwarebytes Browser Guard. These are two plugins that we like to install to help protect computers, and they block ads, they block. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is, What Role Should the Government Play in Natural Disaster Relief? Part 10.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent His only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended His life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus Christ.